Alaska Pacific University skier Keegan Randall has spent 3 years on top of the World Cup sprint standings. This season has been different. She struggled to make even the top 10 in races. Randall's back in Europe now after spending a few weeks in Anchorage to regroup. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Keegan Randall was skeptical when her coach Eric Flora suggested she fly back to Anchorage from Europe in the middle of the World Cup racing season.
At first, I have to admit, I thought it was a little crazy.
But she came around to the idea of having a chance to refocus in the comfort of her home city. She says she ate seafood, played with her cats, and trained at Kincaid and Hillside.
It was really, really good just to see friends and family and get back in a good training environment, and I really felt like that was the break I needed.
Randall's early results on the World Cup have been disappointing. Her best finish so far is 9th in a sprint race in December in Switzerland. Randall is coming off of last year's Olympics, where she was the favorite to win the skate sprint, but finished far out of the medals. Then in the spring and summer, she thinks she trained too hard, hoping to prove she could peak properly for this year's World Championships.
I don't think I rested enough coming off of a big Olympic year, and then just carried a little bit too much fatigue to the summer and the fall. And by the time I kind of realized that I was under some fatigue, we were already into the racing season. And so I was trying to balance resting with the racing. And it just hasn't allowed me to really find my peak form.
Until this year, Randall's career has been a steady progression to become the best female sprint skier in the world. She says things were going so well, she got a little complacent, thinking that trend would continue. Now she's experiencing a new kind of challenge, not performing to her own or the world's expectations.
I've been laughing a little bit because of, often talk in presentations about, the importance of focusing on the positive and focusing on the process and the little things you can do each day that build up to your big goals. And I feel like I've been having to listen to my own advice a little bit.
The big goal this season is the World Championships, which start in Falun, Sweden on February 18th. Randall and her U.S. teammate Jesse Diggins are the defending world champions in the team sprint event. Randall says it's a gamble whether her form will be back to 100%, but she's excited to get back to racing.
I don't really know or plan to really put hard expectations down. I think I just want to make sure my body's in a good place and go out and race with what I have. And if things go well, it could be some good results.
Alaska Pacific University head coach Eric Flora isn't worried about Randall's performance. He says it's common for elite athletes who have long-term success to occasionally take a step back and have a rebuilding year. He says in the long run, one subpar season shouldn't matter much for Randall's career, even if it's hard to see it that way right now.
With Sochi being a fairly big goal and a lot of the training leading up to it, post Sochi, kind of taking a year to adjust, having a bit of an off year. And I'm sure when we look back on it, it's not a big deal at all.
Flora says the EPU ski team as a whole is having one of its best seasons ever, with breakout performances on the World Cup from Rosie Brennan and Sadie Bjornsson. Both will compete in the World Championships alongside Keegan Randall, who couldn't be more thrilled with the success of her teammates. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.